Bernie Sanders. You will remember him as the flamboyant senator from Vermont. The state where you are supposed to live free or die has become one of America's most biased, some think, hateful person on the political scene. Senator Sanders seems to have become the leader of the progressive political pack, mounting one attack after another on certain current and prospective public servants, and especially conservative, but even some liberal. Apparently, they are not liberal enough or progressive enough for Mr. Sanders. He is, of course, the Democratic candidate for president in 2016, who almost won out over Hillary Clinton for the Democratic nomination. Almost. Sanders is a socialist. Senator Sanders of Vermont is a socialist. Confessedly so, an avowed one. Passionate about socialism. Socialism is anti-capitalism, upon which America was founded. Many believe that Sanders is a radical socialist, perhaps even bordering on communist. He is deeply anti-capitalist, anything but a defender of free speech, and especially the First Amendment, and attacks religious belief wherever he can, especially that belief expressed by certain candidates for public office. One such candidate was Russell Vaught, a man of strong Christian faith and belief, who asserted that belief in Jesus as the only begotten Son of God, Savior of humanity, and the path to everlasting life as his faith credo. To which Senator Bernie Sanders replied, "Russell Vaught is not someone who is what this country is supposed to be about." Really, Senator Sanders? Really? And that's not enough. Sanders dubbed the Vaught speech as hateful. Ah, here it comes. Hateful. To say that Jesus is the only begotten Son of God, as the Scriptures say, and as all real Christians, Catholic and Protestant, firmly believe, that's hateful, says Sanders. Hate speech. Hate speech. So here it comes, my fellow Americans, loud and public. Here comes the political, progressive, liberal attacks on expressions of faith, especially those which dare to state that their belief is right to the exclusion of others. Their faith, like the real Christian faith, is the only way to salvation and redemption and everlasting life. If, in fact, you are a person of faith, are you ready to step up and defend that faith and the proclamation thereof? You better be, for the time has come. It has come. It is here. It is really interesting that these progressive fundamentalists choose to attack Judeo-Christian believers. Jews, of course, believe that the God of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob is the only God. And of course, Christians believe that Jesus Christ was the son of that very Jewish God, and consequently, the way, the truth, and the life. In fact, Senator Sanders would surely dub as hate speech the statement by Jesus Christ, "No man comes to the Father God but by me." Bet you Bernie wouldn't like that one. Wow, you know, that's really hate speech, all you Christians, don't you think? At least the hateful Sanders would think so. But interestingly, one never hears Sanders or his ilk leveling the same kind of attacks or dubbing Islamic faith claims as hateful. Why not, Bernie? Even though Islam is the most exclusive, demanding, unforgiving religion in the entire world. Talk about hate, Bernie. You know, perhaps it is time for Senator Sanders to dub as hate speech the Muslim mantra, "There is only one God, and Allah is his name, and Muhammad is his prophet." That sounds pretty hateful to me, doesn't it to you? And if Sanders is consistent, that should sound hateful to him as well. I, for one, my fellow Americans, shudder at the thought of that man almost having become a presidential nominee of the Democratic Party, much less as actual president of the United States. Could you imagine him as president? Sanders would make the constitutional destruction of Barack Hussein Obama to our beloved Constitution look like kindergarten stuff. Some 60 years ago, classic liberals, the forefathers of these radical progressives, watched as John F. Kennedy, then senator from Massachusetts, endured scurrilous and hateful attacks by so many solely because John F. Kennedy was a Roman Catholic. So many 60 years ago had a false fear that one who was Catholic like Kennedy would bring a Catholic approach to our government and the way it was run. In fact, John F. Kennedy was an all-out champion of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, and especially freedom of religion. But it seems as though history repeats itself, at least for now, in the Sanders ilk. And perhaps there are many of them, these progressives, who regard Catholic dogma and traditions and teachings as hateful, hate speech, scurrilous, exclusionary, and deeply biased to say that the Catholic Church is the one and only church. The Sanders ilk would say the very same thing to devout and passionate Catholics, which was said to Russell Vaught, an evangelical born-again Christian. Sanders would say that Catholicism is not what this country is supposed to be about. It's too hateful. It's too exclusionary. It's just plain wrong for America. May I suggest to you, my fellow Americans, that Senator Bernie Sanders is just plain wrong for America? A writer reminds us that Christians fear for their lives in much of the world today. So, says this writer, being barred from the Washington swamp is a small price to pay for a Christian conscience. And really, indeed it is. And the day may come when atheists, anti-religionists, radical progressive fundamentalists like Bernie Sanders will in fact have the power to exclude people of faith, any faith, including Muslims, no matter the threat of jihad, and especially Christians of any kind, and certainly Jews, no matter the rabid anti-Semitism on the rise, and Hindus, and Buddhists, and smaller sects, and any person of real faith. And confessing that faith, and living by that faith, you're not wanted. You're wrong for America. If the Sanders litmus test for political service holds, no believer of any kind of faith would ever need to apply. So that, in fact, only passionate atheistic believers in progressivism should apply to aid in the exercise of that awesome power of our federal government. If you are a person of faith, you are not wanted in government. Oh, what a day. Is this really happening? As Dr. David Jeremiah would say in a paraphrased form, I and the Founding Fathers never thought I'd see the day. I never thought I'd see this day. But the truth of the matter is that it is Sanders who authors the hate speech. He and his progressives in tow are interpreting speech, doing everything possible to prevent it, and warning others that real faith and the public confession of that faith will not be tolerated. Sanders defends himself by saying that you should not construe what I say in that regard. That is, that it's not really intolerance on my part. Oh, my soul. What absolute poppycock, Senator Sanders. You are the one who is hateful and intolerant, and in the view of millions, a real danger to America, and its freedoms, and our Constitution, and the First Amendment rights granted inalienably and permanently to every citizen. You are the hate monger, Senator Sanders, and all who think, believe, and speak with such intolerance as you do. How, in the name of Paul Revere, did this once great state of Vermont, where all should live free or die, totally free or die, ever elect a radical, progressive, seemingly anti-American person like Bernie Sanders? How? In the face of such hate, attack, and persecution, Franklin Graham of the Billy Graham Organization, one really good man, says that Christians should never remain silent. Amen to that, Franklin. That is, we should stand up against this verbal persecution, identify it for what it is, it's nothing more than hate speech, and aggressively defend the rights of people of faith to live that faith and express it openly. We should remind progressives that the world over, Christians are being persecuted and killed by the thousands, and it is time for them with us to step up and prevent that from happening. Are you doing that in your own way? Franklin Graham went on to state the following. Today, powerful demonic forces that are absolutely opposed to Christ and His church reach across national borders and cultures, and they see Jesus Christ and His followers as their enemy in their struggle for worldwide dominion. Boy, do they ever. Sounds to me like Franklin Graham had Senator Bernie Sanders in mind. Anyone who so aggressively attacks religious faith, like Sanders, may well be part of that demonic force which is opposed to Christ and His church, and all various kinds of faith. It is here, my fellow Americans, it is here, the time when, if in fact you are a real person of faith, any and all faiths, It is time for you to stand up and defend what you believe and your right to believe and to practice and exercise freedom of religion as you see it anywhere in this great country, no matter how many people like Bernie Sanders there may be that don't like it. Too bad, Bernie. Stand up and fight the fight of faith. Even Vice President Mike Pence offered the following in corroboration of the testimony and the stand of Franklin Graham. Mr. Pence, Vice President, said the following, "I speak on behalf of President Trump and his commitment to defend Christians worldwide and, frankly, all who suffer for their beliefs and their faith across the wider world." Amen to that, Vice President Pence. He went on to say that President Trump is fully committed to condemn and put a stop to persecution and stand against it with the strongest American ideals and with all of our country's might. I, for one, would hope that that means military intervention to protect Christians and all people of faith, for they're being slaughtered, and to protect them from this slaughter and martyrdom. Don't you think that's the right thing to do? How else can we do it? In this day and age, to fight the fight of faith may indeed mean something like an aggressive defense, don't you think? Would you defend yourself or your family against physical attack, especially against physical attack because you were a person of faith, and even the possibility of murder if that were to occur because you were a person of faith? Would you? Would you defend your wife and your children with force, with weapons, to make sure they weren't murdered, mutilated as ISIS does, raped, and beaten? Would you defend your family with force? Quite a question, especially for those who believe in the philosophy of turning the other cheek. Maybe you have a right to turn yours, but I don't think you have a right to turn your wife's. And then there was President Ronald Reagan, who offered America and the world his famous 1983 Evil Empire speech. I love that speech. Reagan, at the National Association of Evangelicals, was called upon to address the moral and spiritual issues at home and abroad some 35 years ago. Reagan indicated so clearly that this evil empire, as he called it, the former USSR, the Soviet Union, despised our freedoms and our liberties, and of course, our Judeo-Christian roots. President Reagan made the following statement about freedom and liberty. "The basis of our ideals and principles is a commitment to freedom and to personal liberty that itself is grounded in the much deeper realization that freedom prospers only where the blessings of God are avidly sought and humbly accepted." Amen, President Reagan. One beautiful, clear, right statement. In short, said Reagan, freedom and liberty can only prosper where people of faith seek the blessings of God. For in fact, both freedom and liberty are essentially inalienable rights, as our Constitution states, but only as granted and authored by the Creator, God Himself. I bet Bernie Sanders would go bananas over that one, don't you think? You know, that socialistic, atheistic guy from Vermont? And hear the words of the early great American William Penn, the founder of the great state of Pennsylvania, who said, "If we will not be governed by God, we must be governed by tyrants." Wow, sounds right to me. Governing by tyrants, dictatorships, and godless entities increases the world over. Witness North Korea and China, and the emergence of Russia once again, and the warlike mongering of Iran and other nations with demonic forces at work, which can sooner or later take over these countries and enlist them in the attack on countries and people of faith. You know, it's small wonder, my fellow Americans, that so many think that we live in the end times. I think we do. One great believer in the inalienable rights of mankind was President Thomas Jefferson. Mr. Jefferson said the following, "The God who gave us life gave us liberty at the same time. In short, life and liberty go together." It was, once again, it was God, said Jefferson, who gave us life. And with that God-given life, the liberty, the only kind of sustainable liberty which mankind enjoys. If we are to protect that God-given life and liberty, and consequently enjoy the pursuit of happiness as a result, then we must recognize that all such things come from God. Inalienably from God. Are you listening, Senator Bernie Sanders? Are you listening to these great men who founded our great country and gave us our start and our foundation and our Constitution based on those God-given inalienable rights? You can't mess with them, Bernie. That's what inalienable means. Are you listening to those words? Are you? And hear the words of our first President General George Washington, who said the following: "Of all the dispositions and habits which lead to political prosperity, religion and morality are indispensable supports." Indispensable. In short, all politics of any kind are doomed to failure if such governing is not built upon the twin foundations of religion and morality. Religion and morality. History concurs. Governments from the beginning of time have failed when either one or both of these indispensable linchpins are missing. Are you listening to President Washington, Bernie Sanders, and all like you? Are you listening? Do you hear those words? And then there was the Frenchman who came to America to observe American democracy at work, Alexis de Tocqueville. He traveled America in search of the secret of America's greatness and its genius. And at the end of that search, de Tocqueville said the following: "Not until I went into the churches of America, and heard her pulpits aflame with righteousness, did I understand the greatness and the genius of America." America is good, he said. And if America ever ceases to be good, America will cease to be great. Wow, what a profound statement. What a powerful statement. A Frenchman able to identify the greatness, the genius of America and our way of life as one overriding, enduring, and powerful thing. Ready for it again? Pulpits aflame with righteousness. But along with religion and morality, sadly, in America today, so many pulpits are no longer aflame, and in fact have burned out in so many ways with regard to the passion, the reality, the real Christian faith and truths. The passion of the gospel is missing, and in many ways the very same with Judaism. Church attendance, Protestant and Catholic, is down, in some cases well down, or erratic, and seasonal at best, and we wonder why. But de Tocqueville would know it in an instant. He sure would. He could see how America becomes less good and, as a result, less great every day. And de Tocqueville would state the reason to be, our pulpits have ceased to be aflame with righteousness. I hope pastors are listening and I hope they hear the admonition of this great Frenchman. And so the decline of religion and morality seems to be inevitable. President Reagan went on to remind us that the Declaration of Independence mentions the Supreme Being no less than 4 times, and that "In God We Trust" is engraved on our coinage. I'm sure glad about that. And the Supreme Court opens its proceedings with the religious invocation. Are you aware of that? The Supreme Court, which puts religion down and gets it out of the marketplace step by step, opens its own proceedings with a religious invocation. Wow. And the members of Congress open their sessions with prayer. Are you listening, Bernie Sanders? Senator Sanders, are you listening to those words of a real American president? Ronald Reagan? For frankly, Senator Sanders, I and tens of millions of other Americans are against you and your hate speech and your radical progressive fundamentalism. And we the people, the real Americans, will fight to preserve our rights, our inalienable rights, our God-given rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And by the way, Bernie, freedom of speech and freedom of religion. We will rise to any challenge you or your socialistic ilk present to us or our Constitution. And we answer your hate speech, Senator Sanders, with the power of biblical speech, of the promise of the God of Abraham, in whom you do not believe. We stand upon the words of his prophet Isaiah, who said, "He, the Lord God Almighty, giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases strength. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. What a tremendous sermon, Prophet Isaiah. And that would be tens of millions of us, Bernie Sanders. We the people who will stand tall for our faith and our beliefs and our right to the free exercise of religion as a result thereof, and our rights to publicly testify and proclaim our faith and beliefs, and we will not be intimidated by you and yours who want to excise and put an end to that speech simply by labeling it, in your infinite wisdom, hate speech. And by the way, Bernie, we are going to work in government as well. You can't keep us out. So again, Mr. Senator from Vermont, it is your speech and your intolerance and your bias and your radical socialistic beliefs and even atheism, all of that is really hateful. And when you bring that to the public forum, you and yours are the ones guilty of hate speech. You are guilty of hate speech. We will, should you still be here, be hearing your hate speech as you once again run for candidate for president of the Democratic Party under your progressive, radical, social platform and beliefs. And when that happens, Bernie, when that happens, Senator Sanders, we, the people of faith, will remind all Americans who you are, what you believe, and what you have said. No one who believes as you do should ever be president of the United States. And you can count upon the fact, Senator Bernie Sanders, that in the words of Franklin Graham, we will never remain silent. Never.